sitting here in a cab just leaving the Ballarat Wildlife Park. Who am I sitting with?
My name's Adrian.
My name's Tony.
And Captain, your name?
Mick.
Mick's been a cab driver in Ballarat for about 30 years, and we've got these fellas. How long have you been driving for?
About 8 years back in London.
12 years.
12 years. Now, what have you learnt in 12 years of driving a cab around London?
People differ vastly. There's huge amounts of different species of humans. I think that's in a nutshell. Yeah. From the great unwashed to the incredibly intelligent.
I need a cabbie from another country who's got stories from another shore. I need a cabbie from another country who's got stories from another shore.
Now, in terms of driving, how's Mick doing compared to a London cabbie? Is he supposed to be driving with a hand on the horn? Should he be swearing at more other drivers?
Well, should the big advantage you got over here is there's absolutely no traffic whatsoever. We'd be bored by now. We'd be all meeting up in a cafe somewhere discussing the problems of the no traffic.
Now, I was talking to Mick before. What were you saying, Mick, about, is it true about the London cabbies, how they get their tickets?
Yeah, well, I had been told that they... To be a driver over there, they have to walk the beat for about two or three years.
Anywhere up to five years of riding around London on the back of a Honda C90 in the pouring rain, day after day after day. And we get tested constantly. It's not like a one-off exam that you do.
Last night you came through Halls Gap in Ararat, is that correct?
Yeah, fantastic. We're fantastic. The whole day, the national park up there was fantastic, the Grampians. And then we come and stayed at some motel. And this motel is like no other motel I've been in the world. And I've travelled. And it was just a fantastic, fantastic place. And as Adrian says, everyone is so friendly. Are they really that friendly, or are they putting it off for us,
no,
guys?
No, honestly, I mean, we went out last night. We had a lovely meal at Vines. Vine's restaurant, which was fantastic, and then like, when that was all finished, we went down the road to just a local pub, you know, and met a few of the locals there, and again, the atmosphere was fantastic, you know, everybody up for a laugh and that. It was a good night out, actually. It was the first sort of night we've had out where we've managed to get over the jet lag, and we've had a few drinks and let our hair down a bit. It was nice. It was good.
I need a cabbie from another country who's got stories from another shore. I need a cabbie from another country. We've got stories from another shore.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Along you've got with a lot of colonial architecture in the town, haven't you? And it's really, really nice. You've noticed that a lot.
Rise. The best thing about apart from the city, obviously we've been to Melbourne, and that's obviously got its high rise. But even that is pretty much restricted to low rise. And it's so much better for the environment. Yeah. Obviously it's a bigger country, and that's why in London we have taller. On the eyes, it's so much better. It really does look pristine. And it's very clean over here, but I haven't seen any road sweepers. So how do you keep it so clean?
Queen Victoria fellas, out your right
side
window.
Yeah, excellent. Hello, Vic.
She just had a bit of a scrub up, now, knowing that you guys are coming along.
Is she amused yet?
No. A stony gaze down Sturt Street she casts. Now, we're also coming past the bandstand, dedicated to the musicians of the Titanic.
Oh, right.
I need a cabbie from another country who's got stories from another shore. I need a cabbie from another country who's got stories from another shore.
Talking about the cricket, that is, we must confess now that we're not actually here for the Melbourne. We've come over to nobble McGrath and Shane Warne. That's our aim, our mission.
We're tracking them down.
It's all been revealed. They're going to spike Warnie's beans.
Yeah, that's going to spike something.
Is there particular cars you see on the road that fill you with dread?
There's two in London that you got to watch out for. There's the famous and dreaded white van man, who's always driving a van that belongs to someone else, doing a job. And there's the courier rider, the motorbike riders. Now, they are just absolute nutters. And they're zipping in and out of traffic, tearing up your inside when you're signalling to turn left and waiting to turn left. And
yeah, well, we do have the saying over here, hats and Volvos, be very careful.
Hats and Volvos.
Watch out for hats and Volvos.
All right, looks like we're here. We'll just carefully argue over who's shouting the fare there, Mick.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Captain.
Nice meeting you.